4 CPA Mobile.
David, long time no talk.
Kilo Zulu 4 Mike.
Good evening, David. Long time no talk. KN4 VWA. Hey, Tom.
Tom, hello, Steve. I hope y'all have had a good evening and are having a good evening. And I've been playing tennis, as you probably can guess. And I'm on my way home. Go ahead and pick it up, Tom.
Well, I just got in the car over in Spartanburg, heading back toward Greer so I can shove some groceries down my throat and try to get something done I need to get done before the weekend is over. But I talked to you this morning, and I didn't get back to you. I did get Gary picked up and got him delivered, so that's all good. But hello there, Steve. Go ahead and take it.
Well, I got on the road at about 15 minutes to 5 last night trying to get back in for the class. And if you know anything about 26 coming from 40 and 26 coming out of Asheville and down through Skyland, man, it just turned into a mess.
I've done it a million times. Used to go to Mars Hill. I've driven that road more times than I can count, but it's gotten worse in the last few years than I've ever seen it.
And I don't understand why it always clogs up there at Skyland.
You do remember, I lived in Mills River and went to school at Mars Hill, so I was used to doing that. Not only that, but I was my EMS station was there in Skyland. So, yeah, I got it from both sides.
Driving is tobacco back roads back there behind Mars Hill.
Moons ago.
That's how I learned to drive in the snow. They wouldn't scrape those roads, and snow would stay on them for 2 weeks sometimes. And that old 63 Chevrolet, and it did real good in snow. And I'd go back there and just have a good old time. I think I had to get pulled out twice, but other than that, I could keep it in the road pretty good.
Hi, Steve.
Well, I came out here to the shed, and, both of y'all are familiar with my rotatable dipole. You know that rope that I've got suspended from both ends of the antenna over the top of the mast? That rope broke today, and I had to drop the whole thing down and replace that rope. Apparently the wind got a little bit too much for it, cheap rope that they provided, and chafed it, and it broke. So I did that, and I put me a yardarm mast out there, sticking out about 3 or 4 foot from the tower on the top, and with a PVC. And I've got me a pulley, and I've got it set up with rope, and I'm going to run me a OCF dipole up there.
Man, I tell you, the way you got that set up, you can just put that, pull that tower down and do whatever you want to with it, and just pull it back up and be ready to go. I tell you, that thing's that's a trick.
Is convenient. I dropped it down today, did a bunch of work to it, pulled it right back up, did the whole thing in about an hour.
I move out in the country, I tell you. But anyway.
I was leaving a gap because I keep hearing somebody key up, but no, I was waiting for them to work their way in.
Something breaking the squelch. I'm not sure what it was.
It's been doing it for about an hour this evening. I think it's background off of another repeater somewhere, and it's popping that thing. David, W40JW was talking about that the other night. Yeah, just get it every now and then when the conditions are right.
yesterday. Maybe they need to adjust the squelch up just a little bit.
No, it got pretty warm today, especially late this afternoon, and now we got some cold wind, so with the temperature inversion, we might have a little band opening.
You guys do know what's coming in here, don't you?
A cast.
It's going to get cold, and tomorrow over in Nashville, it's not supposed to get up at about 29 degrees during the day.
This will be in the 30s, upper 30s here in the morning.
Cold. What do you think, Tom?
Absolutely concur. Makes me want to move to the tropics.
4RGN, compared to where I've been, this is the tropics.
Thought they were calling you Nanook of the North there for a while.
In the wintertime is not fun.
What Uncle Sam can ask for sometimes, isn't it?
Air Force once was stationed 30 miles from the Arctic Circle, and he was north of it.
Where'd you do your military, Tom?
Which one?
10 second go round.
Filmed, did basic training at Great Mistakes, Illinois. Did my A school in Millington, Tennessee. My shore station was Oceana, Virginia, but I was rarely there. I did three different cruises on Coral Sea and the Roosevelt, and did work up some on my Abraham Lincoln. Got out, and when I went to Army, I did basic in Fort Knox, air assault at Fort Campbell, sniper training down in Georgia, and was initially at Fort Bragg, and then they moved us to Fort Carson, Colorado.
Training. They were pissing them off, Steve.
That said, I'm going to make sure I don't say anything wrong, and I'm going to go ahead and check on out of here, guys. I got to go in and take care of a bunch of stuff, and if I don't get in there and get it done, Mama's going to come out here and split my skull. So, y'all have a good evening. Tom, try to behave yourself, and I'll watch that last half of 4 on video, and I'm assuming we're going into 5 on Tuesday night, right?
Roger, I don't remember exactly how far, but 5 is also split up. I just can't remember exactly where the cutoff is.
Cool beans. All right. Well, listen, y'all have a good evening. KN4RJN. John, don't freeze. KB4CVA. David, what can I say? Tom, keep them straight. I'll see you guys around. 73s, KN4VWA, clear.
KZ for you.
Take care of the wife. Be a good little husband. KB4CPA.
Better take care of that sweet lady. She'll probably throw you a lot, change the locks on the door if you are. Right, W2T.
Happy wife, happy life.
You need to send her a singing Valentine tomorrow.
For $150, I'll jump out of a cake.
Hey, for $150, I'll pay you to stay home. Oh, my God, get my mental eraser out.
Too late, Steve. He done said that.
KN4VWA, clear. I'm turning this radio off. Oh, my God.
Rusty.
Well, I just got through calling the South Carolina single sideband net, and now I'm sitting here at the computer. I'm waiting on to get some information that's supposed to come to me, waiting on the email to come in. The fella said he's already sent it, so I'm just waiting on it to show up.
I don't know if we have anybody else in here or not, but anyway, I know Tom was in here earlier, and But anyway, I just pulled in the garage. I've been playing some tennis. And yesterday I played 5 hours of tennis.
Kind of non-rainy time and dry court that you could play that much yesterday or today?
Played 2 hours in the bubble, and then my first game at 4:30 was outside. It was dry on the hard courts, and the guy, we had a new guy, and he fell, hit his head, and busted his head pretty good, and we had to stop the match. It was just right at the beginning. Tried to get him, take him to the ER, but he wouldn't let us do it. And then I waited around for the 6 o'clock game, and nobody showed up. Well, one guy showed up, and he's a 4-0, and I'm a 3-0. So we played singles, and he killed me.
Well, yeah, obviously didn't hurt you too bad because you're still walking around and talking.
About 25-30 years on me too. So he's a young fella. But, I mean, he'd hit me a shot, and I'd just nail it right back to him, and he'd hit it back like it was nothing. I thought, man, that was a good shot, and he'd just return it like it was nothing. So, I was no competition. I told him, I said, I'm a 3-0, and I said, but if you want to play, I said, I'll play.
Glutton for punishment yesterday.
When you play somebody better, it just makes you better. And, yeah. So, that's one reason I wanted to play him, just to, you know, see where I was at, see if I could raise the bar.
Dish off that, and you'll go away smiling.
Well, you have a good evening. I'm going to go ahead and jump out of here, and I'm gonna have to take a shower, and I'll sit down and watch some TV with the wife. But have a good one, Rusty. Always a pleasure to talk to you. So have a good evening, and I'll stick around for your final. WU2TKB4CBA.
All right, David. Well, I hope you're going to step out of the car instead of jumping out, because you might bump your head if you jump out. We'll catch you later. Have a good one. KB4CBA, W2T73.